Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we are, strangely enough, shifting gears. It feels strange because the fall has been so long and so fantastic, but winter is upon us, and one team has already been practicing by the time this airs for 2 weeks, and that's Pella Girls Wrestling here with head coach Adam Hale. This is our third time kicking off a season together. The last two have been really fun to watch the sport grow, and now we have a really established sport here after a couple of years. However, for your team, a lot of new faces, a lot of seniors, and now Knoxville girls who have their own program, which is fantastic for them, but that means a lot of opportunity and a lot of new faces for you. How are things been going so far, and what's it been like with this new group in year three?
Yeah, we definitely miss the feel and pulse that those girls bring, whether we lost them to graduation or with Knoxville starting their own program. All exciting things, of course, but it's just a little bit different feel and a lot of opportunities for girls to step up in different ways with whether it's team points that we're scoring or leadership, academically when we're working towards those goals. Just a lot of ways for girls to step up, and so far it's been a good feel for through our first whatever week and a half that we're at here. It's nice having some returning people that have been wrestling for a while. We still have Elizabeth, who's, you know, one of the originators from a few years back. This will be her fourth year on the team, so it's good to have her leadership, good to have her back on the mat after missing last year. Isabella, after qualifying a couple years ago and doing a lot of Team Iowa stuff this offseason, having her step up and take more of a leadership role. Lyndon wrestled last year and then has shown some really good leadership qualities as well. So it's been fun seeing how those people step in. It's been really great having a middle school program that's now in its second year. And so we had girls that wrestled last year and we're getting them as freshmen. I think we have seven freshmen, and they all have a year of experience. So it just makes such a big difference, and it helps our practices go along so much quicker because we don't have to slow down on every little detail. We have girls that know how to do it, and we can just kind of drill it more. So it's been good.
And it's coming with an expansion of the coaching staff too. You've had some new faces coming in, some who have helped the program in different ways. Yeah. One who used to be the trainer and now will be an assistant coach. Yeah. And I'm guessing that is a good sign too, that you've had some expressed and extended interest from adults who want to be a part of the program as well.
Yeah, that's been an encouraging thing too. We added Todd Smith, Tim Poyser, Gwen Canny, all in volunteer coaching roles, just at different levels, depending on which one. But yeah, keeping Todd around is great because the girls have always loved him in the role as athletic trainer. And also that means we keep getting all of his daughters to wrestle, and he's got a lot of them. So that's good. Getting Coach Poyser back after a time that his family was away. They moved out of state for a while, but he helped with the boys program before. And then his daughter's in the middle school program, so he's helping out. And then Gwen Canny, she wrestles at Central, and she's done competing there for a little bit. She reached out to help out. So all those people that are wanting to be around our program has been an encouraging thing, and it just gives us more hands on deck. So when we do get the new wrestlers, we can get a little more focused energy on them while we keep extending the experienced wrestlers and keep pushing them, and just more eyes on it, more feedback to me on what I can clean up with things or communicate better, or they just communicate differently and that clicks with a different girl. So it's been really fun and exciting having just a whole squad with Coach Bestel and Buck and Bushka all back too. It's been great.
Here's Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as we are about to begin the season with their first Thursday meet at Ballard coming up after this interview airs. And within that context still, as much as we want to say there's some experience back, a lot of coaches back, still relatively new, right? You have girls who at most in a lot of cases have wrestled 1 or 2 years still, but at the same token, it's not completely brand new. How have you managed that transition? And what's it been like this year working with a completely different crop, especially after those really, really top-tier athletes graduated and there's some big shoes to fill, so to speak, not from just a competition standpoint, but as you already alluded to, leadership as well.
Yeah, it's just a lot of excitement. It's a lot of excitement to see who's going to step up, who's going to lead, who's going to take those strides, who put work in the offseason and is going to take maybe an outsider's view and an unexpected leap with that. But it's been really nice just having girls that even have the year or two of experience, because anybody new, we really work to pair our experienced wrestlers with our inexperienced. So when we're teaching stance, double legs, whatever it is, that our wrestler can help coach the newcomer. And so that has all just sped up our learning process and allowed us to get to some more, we're way further ahead in our curriculum now this year than we were at this point last year. And miles ahead of where we were compared to year one, when everybody except Elizabeth and JC were brand new to the sport. So I think every year we have a program, have the middle school program, our youth program's going really well. It's just going to keep kind of feeding the program, and we'll keep taking steps in that direction on just the growth that we're seeing on the mat.
Competition-wise, things get different this year. There are two classes for the first time. There are a ton of new schools still being added, even into this year. As we mentioned, Knoxville was sharing with you the first 2 years of the program, now have their own. So, again, the landscape keeps changing, which, again, is still a relatively new sport. How have you kept an eye on that so far, and how excited are you for the girls to see maybe a little bit of change in their schedule, a little bit of change in their expectation, and even in some of the foes that they're going to see, some of whom may have been former teammates even?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all that shapes out. We don't really view it a whole lot differently because, whether you're two-A or in with every school in one class, it doesn't make a huge difference for us. You know, we're going to face all the biggest schools either way, but like at the same time, we don't have your East Buchanan and Mount Vernon's and some of those other tough programs that are now 1A. They're out of our field now, so it kind of works both ways with us being 2A. It's been really cool to see Knoxville. I've been hearing from their coach and some of our wrestlers that are messaging that they've got like 15 girls out down there, so it's exciting to see them get off to a good start there, and knowing that they have a few girls that have wrestled before, that they can have some of the same benefits that our program has had, that they can step into leadership roles there. It'd be fun to kind of keep tabs on them. We'll get to keep close tabs on them with a duel for sure, and a tournament that we'll see them at, a couple tournaments we'll see them at. So it'll be fun to see them again, get to say hi and all that, and coach against them, but still kind of root for them and see what success they gather too.
Here with head coach Adam Hale, the Pella girls wrestling team, as we preview the upcoming season. And while that gets us into just the overall, theme of this year, you're still a very young team overall, especially as you mentioned, a lot of middle schoolers who are coming in for the first time, handful of seniors and juniors that'll be leaders. You know, from your sake here in year three, what are you looking at expectation-wise, whether it is competitively or even just as a program as a whole in growth, knowing again that we're to another step in the state overall as a program, and sure, you want to be competitive, but you also want things for your own program and your own goals.
Yeah, our expectations always stay the same year in, year out, from day one of practice to, state placing matches like Emily and Elaine were in last year. We just expect that you wrestle your hardest, you take feedback and work to apply the things that we're coaching you on, to be coachable, stay positive towards yourself, stay positive towards others, and then take care of your schoolwork and be a good person, right? So everything stays the same all throughout. So that our expectation is not focused on winning. It's focused on growth and improvement. And so I think we've got a good group that so far has shown a lot of growth and improvement, a lot of drive. Girls that are staying extra, getting some extra reps in, girls that are asking a lot of good questions, girls that are calling their partners out if they're slacking or whatever, and trying to bring them up to speed with us. So it's just been a lot of good improvement, a lot of good progress, and that's exciting.
And what are some of the opportunities then for the local community to see these girls in action? Specifically, we don't have a calendar in front of us, but I'm sure you know some of the home dates coming up. What are some of the chances people will have to come cheer for these girls?
Yeah, so funny enough, it's one of those weird schedule things where all of our home meets happen during 1 week this year. We're January 14, 16, 18. We'll have, I think it's triangular, maybe one of those is a quad, and then our home tournament on that Saturday. So that's kind of fun. We got a few local things. Like we're mostly within an hour with Urbandale and Carlisle and Norwalk a couple of times that we go there for tournaments. So mostly within an hour if somebody wants to do a little traveling or is bored on a Tuesday or Thursday night. But yeah, those are our home dates, is January 14, 16, 18, if somebody's really looking to get not have to travel so much on the winter roads.
And I know you have some active social media. We'll do our covers and get interviews, and we're looking forward to that. But you have a very active social media page and a lot of updates there too.
Yeah, we try to keep that up to date and get some posts out. Coach Candy, I think, is going to take a little more of that on. And so that's good. And she's better at it than I am. So so it'll be good to push some of that out. But yeah, we'll try to keep everybody posted there as well. So it's just another good way to follow and keep tabs on how we're doing. We've got daily sponsors that we're doing right now too, that we post at least once a week with people that have donated towards our program. It's just kind of a quick recap of what we've done that week.
See how it all shakes out. That's head coach Adam Hale, the Pella girls wrestling team. They start their season on the upcoming Thursday at Ballard. Appreciate your time, Coach. Looking forward to the updates on meet nights and our regular check-ins, interviewing some of the athletes, and hopefully a run all the way to Coralville. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Go Dutch.